Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Aaliyah, Sydney, and Anastasia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Dancing with the Stars, the next pro US series hosted by Queensland owned Robert Irwin, has wrapped up filming in Brisbane. The new series follows 12 up-and-coming dancers who live together and compete for a spot as a pro dancer. It will feature several Brisbane iconic locations, including the home of Queensland's ballet, Thomas Dixon Centre. This production won Queensland a recognition at the international stage. Eve Frederick, executive vice president of production at BBC Studios Los Angeles, said Brisbane offered an outstanding combination of creative talent, experienced crews, and first-class production facilities. The series is set to premiere on July 13 on ABC in the United States. Give it a watch if you happen to be in the US around that. More in local news, defense manufacturer Arcus will relocate to the Gold Coast after a global investment led by the Queensland government. Arcus currently supplies its technology to customers including the Australian Department of Defense and the US Department of Defense, and will use its new Queensland base to boost production to meet demand across Australia, the US, and Europe. Arcus AI-powered sensing systems allow drones to detect, track, and respond to threats in complex environments where traditional technology can fail. Minister for Finance, Trade, Employment, and Training Ross Bates said the deal demonstrated that the Crescifoli government has established Queensland on the world stage as an attractive place to do business. Arcus CEO Simon Olsen said, "Queensland gives us the ability to attract and retain the people we need to build globally competitive technology here in Australia, and the support from QIC and the Queensland government has been an important part of this decision."
In national news, recent data analysis show numerous cases where Coles and Woolworths switch from promotional to full prices instinct. Adding fuel to the cost of living crisis, supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths account for 2/3 of the Australian market and have been under severe scrutiny for the past year with anti-competitive practices and alleged price gouging. New information of the high-low pricing strategy used by both supermarkets has been revealed after the Coles federal court ruling in a landmark decision late last week. A court decision stated that Coles has been deceiving customers with fake discounts in its down promotional program. A Woolworths court case with verdicts is expected later this year. Significant fines to Coles will be issued in a later hearing. In more national news, the WA government has ruled out reopening Albany's public hydrotherapy pool despite its feasibility study finding that there was a justifiable case for its investment. The pool at Albany Health Campus has been closed since 2020 and would cost almost $1.9 million to repair plus ongoing operating costs. While the study suggests that recommissioning the pool may not be financially advantageous, the investment is supported by strong community advocacy, clear clinical demand, and significant benefits to people, especially in Albany's increasing aging population. Former pool regular Glennis Noddles says her pain with osteoarthritis has increased since the closure. Ms. Noddle also notes that the pool gave the community a chance to get out and have a talk to people that you know are suffering the same thing. Health Minister Meredith Hammett says the existing space will be repurposed for better support and support of the healthcare for the greater southern residents.
In international news, Scotland's first baby sloth has been born at Edinburgh Zoo. The Lynn's two-toed sloth named Addie arrived last Monday to first-time parents Farah and Nico, with head keeper Jess Brown stating it was groundbreaking, not just for Edinburgh Zoo, but for Scotland. The name Addie was chosen by the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland in honour of Sir David Attenborough, who celebrated his 100th birthday last week. A fitting tribute given Sir David has cited his desire to be a sloth should he become any animal for a day. While you're more than welcome to pay Addie and his parents a visit, you might not be able to see him. For the first 6 months of his life, he'll be holding onto his mum's Feyre's stomach with his tiny face peeking out from her fur. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try, so if you end up in Edinburgh, let us know how little Addie is going and tell him that 4ZZZ says hi. And for your weather today, Brisbane is rainy with wet weather continuing throughout the day and evening. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is 0 and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be out tomorrow morning for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.